Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie had a funny line off the air, and I was like, we need to explore this more. What was your line?
Oh, I said I'm a sucker for a good bench.
And I was like, bench, please. Yeah.
I really am, though. Like, when I'm out and about walking or doing my, not necessarily when I'm running because I don't stop, but when I'm walking and I come across a really pretty place to sit, I take advantage.
Yeah, I like a good bench.
And then I take a picture.
I'm with you.
Because you have to. But I came across one yesterday that was in the shape of a butterfly.
Oh my
and
God.
I sat down and it looked like I had wings.
Tell me where that's at. I got to go immediately.
Never.
You're gatekeeping
it's
the bench?
Super bench. Absolutely.
I definitely, when I'm out for runs or walks, whatever, and there's just like a rando bench set up, you know, with a view. You're like, damn, I wish I had time to just sit and take in that view.
Absolutely.
That's a good bench. Well, that's proper bench placement
exactly,
right there.
Exactly. And it's not even about the view. I mean, it is, but it's also about the bench. And it's always like dedicated to somebody. And
okay.
I'm like, what's your story?
Here's where I'm going to expand
Google
on
it,
this.
Right?
I have told my wife I want a memorial bench.
Yeah, it's so, I also would like a memorial bench.
But here's the deal. I want it before I die. So I want my memorial bench now so I can enjoy my bench while I'm alive and take in the view wherever I decide to place it.
I like that.
So who do we need to talk to get memorial benches made?
We do.
Before we eat it.
Because who would appreciate that bench more than the person who it's dedicated
my
to,
my name's
right?
on this bench.
I
like
love
I said.
This.
Bench, please.
Can mine be in the shape of a butterfly?
You can do whatever you want.
Like,
you can
do it.
Mine's gonna be in the shape of a Traeger, and it's gonna be like the lid open, so it's like I'm sitting in the Traeger in memorial of J Piz. All right.
Uh-oh. It's time for a Bigfoot Irish Sports Report.
Side note, I just watched the trailer for the new Madden movie coming out on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah, with Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is John Madden, and I don't think I can watch it.
And it's,
oh, come on.
It's so weird. It almost is like a comedy to me because it's just fat Nicolas Cage.
He's in a fat
suit. I don't think I can watch it and suspend reality and, you know, think that that is John Madden.
Yeah.
To me, it's Nicolas Cage, and he's trying to steal the Declaration of Independence.
I know. So. Every time.
I don't know if I can watch
time.
It. So anyway, you watch the trailer for yourself and see if you can watch it.
That's good.
Okay, so how about this? This is a kid out at Manumel High School in Arkansas, wherever the hell that is. During a football practice, this player noticed some unusual movement inside his helmet. He's like, what the frick is going on here?
Yeah.
So he took his helmet off. Showed it to one of his coaches. They pulled back the padding in the helmet and discovered a roughly 2-foot-long snake hiding inside. Oh!
Of his helmet?
Yeah, it was a copperhead, too. A venomous cottonmouth.
Oh, no.
I know. Somehow, the snake never bit him, though. So I'm wondering if the snake was all curled up in there. This kid put on his helmet, and just the compression of his head against the padding kept the snake in place. You know, so he wasn't able to bite him. But coaches managed to contain the snake in a little tote. Animal services arrived, and then they released him into a wooded area.
He didn't just try the helmet on either. Ooh. He had it on for more than an hour of practice.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And it didn't bite him.
Ooh, scary stuff. Anyway, animal services are out there warning people to check their helmets, their shoes, their gloves, their bags, all their gear. If it's been sitting outside, sitting on a field somewhere. Because easy peasy, mac and cheesy, the little snake can slither up in there and cause a really bad day for you.
Unlock new fear, huh?
That's so scary.
Oh my There's goodness. A snake in my helmet. And then one more thing I have. I found this kind of funny. This dude named Stephen. Oh, here we go. Bibelhausen. Stephen Bibelhausen. Former Miami University of Ohio track athlete. Maybe headed to the record books. This guy ran a mile. In 4 minutes and 17 seconds, while pushing his daughter Blake in a stroller.
Wait.
You wait.
He ran a 4:15 mile?
While pushing a stroller. This doesn't seem safe. What if he tripped? What if there was a pebble? That stroller's flipping.
I didn't even think about that.
That baby could have gone down
baby was
in a hard way. And believe it or not, There was a venomous copper mouth in the stroller.
What are the chances?
What are the odds? Oh, Lord. Josh, what else you got?
All right. Well, we wanted to talk about this because the video is just insanely viral. But a golfer from Ohio is considering himself extremely lucky after a horrifying moment being struck by lightning on a golf course. And the crazy thing about this is that he actually got it on film. So I looked this up because I wanted to see the chances of getting a hole-in-one versus getting struck by lightning.
Uh-huh.
There are higher chances of getting a hole-in-one than getting hit by lightning on the golf course. So you are safe out there most of the time.
Yeah.
But to capture that on video,
oh, yeah.
What happened was he was in torrential rains, essentially, and his buddy's cart got stuck.
Uh-huh.
And he was cracking up at this. So he's like, I'm going to pull out my phone and take a video. With his phone in his left hand, after about 10 seconds into the video, he captures the lightning strike, and it hit him in the left side of the arm. It actually made contact with him. He goes down. The video cuts out right away, probably because the phone, like, exploded,
well,
I'm
yeah.
assuming.
Well, that's unfortunate. This is why I don't golf.
That's the reason?
And because you're really bad at it.
And you know what else happened? When he fell to the ground.
What happened?
He landed on a venomous coppermouth snake!
You thought you'd heard it all?
Just when you think you've seen everything.
No, not even close.
Who's spiraling? Who's getting canceled?
What's the local buzz?
What can we expect? We're diving headfirst into the chaos. It's the Mile High Hype.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up?
With JKJ
on Mix 100.
Well, here we go, all the big stories of the day. I think, Katie, the biggest one for me is I'm looking at this press release this morning, and I'm shocked by this number. I had to look at it twice.
Okay.
Powerball jackpot is at $1 billion right now.
I love when it hits that number, Jeremy.
You get all Twitter paid in?
I do.
You got goosebumps?
Yeah.
Ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I know. That's a lot of money.
So close your eyes. Think
okay.
about it.
Okay.
Katie just won $1 billion. What are you doing with it?
I'm buying the Colorado Rockies. Like the baseball
you probably
team.
Get, yeah, you could
I'm
probably.
I'm going to buy them, and I'm going to turn everything around, and we'll have another championship team
yeah.
right here in Colorado. So I'll be doing everyone a favor with that money.
Yes. That's pretty good.
Yes.
What are you going to do with the extra $900 million, though?
I know, yeah, we'll have a little bit to spare. You know, I'll maybe take a couple vacations.
That's pretty
I'll
good.
I'll buy the actual Colorado Rockies. How about that?
There
the
you
mountains.
Go. Why not? You'll have money for days.
Well.
I think for me, I would probably treat my wife because she is such a massive sports fan.
Yeah.
I'd probably get her tickets to every Broncos game.
Every
you know,
single one.
50-yard line, front row.
Shoot, Jeremy, you'll buy the Broncos.
Fully catered. Well, you need to win it a few more times, I think, for that. But anyway, you got to get out there and play the Powerball because the jackpot is $1 billion right now. Drawings are every Monday, Wednesday, tonight. And Saturday, all you do is pick those six numbers. It's $2 a ticket. You can choose your lucky numbers or do one of those quick picks. And don't forget to add on the double play feature for just $1 where you are entered for a second drawing at a shot at $10 million. But, of course, you can find all the information at ColoradoLottery.com. Good luck, everybody. So I've got this story about The Rock this morning. The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, is ready to explore a music career.
Whoa.
And he just released a ballad called Your Dad, dedicated to his three daughters. And do I have a little snippet
Not
of it?
Not a ballad.
Yeah, I know. Here you go.
You go move those mountains, sail across the oceans.
It's not bad.
Go show the world and prove there's nothing you can't do.
You want some more of this?
Pray while you're sleeping. Watch you while you're
I just picture
dreaming.
Maui singing. That's all I...
I hope you understand.
It's not bad. I'm not mad at it.
He's singing.
No,
yeah, he's singing Moana, so.
He just doesn't need to.
Exactly.
Like, why?
And that's the thing. If he wasn't already famous.
It's the oversaturation.
That's not
right?
okay.
Of
yeah.
Mr. Johnson.
That's not good enough. Yeah.
He was
nice
good,
try. Nice try there.
He says he wants to make old school music with a country flair is kind of what he's going for.
So. I heard more Hawaii there.
Yeah,
I really did.
Me too. A little Hawaiian twang. Anything else I want to tell you? Movie theaters are thanking Gen Zers because Zers are going to the movies this summer and they're bringing some revenue back in to movie theaters. Spider-Man, Toy Story, The Odyssey, Super Mario, Galaxy, even though that was a few months ago. But Zers are just basically saying they're tired of staring at their small screen, so they're going to the movie theater to look at the
big
screen.
Yeah.
Where people my age, I was talking about this with my wife the other night because He-Man was such a good movie. I hate to bring up He-Man again, but it was so good.
You really liked it.
And it didn't make as much money as they wanted to in the theaters. Uh-huh. But now that it's been on Amazon Prime, like, the numbers for this movie are through the roof. And now the toy line is, like, through the roof. And we were talking about this, and we're like, well, people that, you know, that movie was directed towards, like me, my age, okay, and your age, Katie, yeah. We don't want to go to sit in the theater. We want to sit on our comfy couch and look at our nice TV and have a bathroom available. So it is no surprise that it is popping now on Amazon, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we all don't want to go to a theater.
Yeah, and now that you have the option to do either, and it doesn't take you months either. I mean, now we're looking at films being flipped on Amazon in you know, weeks.
Yep.
So it's, you know,
so much better to watch a movie at home.
It's easier to wait.
All right, I got one final thing for you. The biggest celebrity feud going on right now. This is making all the news. Headlines on TMZ. It's everywhere. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have only been married for a little over a month now, but their pets are not getting along.
Oh, no.
Her cats are not getting along with Travis's dog.
Oh, no.
It's the biggest feud in the world of Hollywood right now. Olivia Benson, Meredith Grey, and Benjamin Button are not getting along with a white unnamed dog.
Oh, that's a cute little puppy. I've seen pictures of
the dog is disrupting their peaceful routines. The dog wants to play every minute of the day, while the cats want just some peace and quiet and personal space. Sounds like me. The quote from the quote from some insider says it's like watching three tiny divas negotiate a peace treaty.
Oh,
poor little kitty cats.
I know. Have to figure it out.
Yeah. All right, what else is going on?
Okay, so you do have to have a pretty thick skin to live in Greeley, right? We've learned about that. Yeah. I mean, that's
thick nostrils.
Of so many jokes.
Thick
right there.
Mucous membranes.
Right there. Well, country star Ashley McBride, now she's not like an A-list star or anything, so don't take it too personal, but she was on a podcast recently, the Poor Decisions podcast, and she was asked what city had the worst fans. Good old Greeley, Colorado it is.
Greeley, Colorado.
Greeley?
Greeley, Colorado.
What makes them the worst fans?
There was one. Yeah, it was like a really weird, like, maybe they don't go to music here. It was a really strange time.
See, what I think you just did there is you were like, you know what? There's probably no shot I ever go back to Greeley, Colorado. So I'm going to say Greeley, Colorado.
I was just trying to remember, when did I feel the worst on the stage? And it was Greeley, Colorado.
What's wrong with Greeley?
And she said, okay, so she went into it a little more. And she's, I know, that's thing for her to take shots at Greeley. It's like, okay.
Yeah, but she probably filled out whatever venue she was at.
She was at, the Union Colony Civic Center in Greeley. So she wasn't at huge venue.
No.
But the big deal was, like, everyone was seated. So it wasn't like, you know, where people can stand. It's not like she had a mosh pit in front of her. And so she talked about that, how when you are an artist and you're performing to a sea of seated fans, it is a death sentence. So already the energy is turned all the way down. So she did go on to say that, but yeah, she didn't have to say all that.
Boy,
you
she's
know?
Throwing punches
she
at
really
Greeley.
She did. Greeley's right. Used to it, right? Like, you gotta have
the
thick Greeley skin.
Greeley is the butt of a lot of jokes in this state.
It really
you know?
Is. It really is.
Especially if you go to college up there, they're like, oh, that stinks.
I know.
You got accepted there? That stinks.
You know what? There are worse places to live than Greeley, Colorado. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, but you can reel off some North Dakota areas.
Exactly. Anybody who's lived in a flat state will tell you, Greeley's fabulous.
Yeah.
Gosh, Greeley's like the Mecca.
It's the smell of money, they say, right?
Yeah, the smell of money.
The smell
of
money.
That's what we'll go with. Okay, and then a Baron Breckenridge can tell you, it melts in your mouth, not in your paw. Okay, this bear was chowing down, so there was a bear up in Breckenridge.
I saw this video.
Wandered into a hotel, one of the lodges up there.
Like right
into
the lobby.
Going to town on the jar of candy there at the front
desk. Yeah, he grabbed the M&Ms.
Yeah, exactly, and it's funny because they have body cam footage of this, like you said, and you see the cop kind of go
around. He's got his taser out. He's going to taser the bear.
The door's open, and he sees the bear, and he's like, not today.
Not today,
runs away,
Yogi.
He literally turns around.
How great. This bear has awesome tasting candy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And for him to like know where the M&Ms are, it's so like Colorado Mountain Town, isn't it? This fat bear goes wandering into the lobby and gets the M&Ms, and then he just leaves.
He does. Exactly.
I'm out of here. I've had my chocolate fix.
Yeah.
I just ate a deer, and I had a hankering for something sweet.
I needed my sweet treat.
I got a sweet tooth.
Treat.
Yeah,
he ran out of honey, but so cute, absolutely cute video. That police officer probably thought a little different in the moment.
I know,
cute,
you know,
but
you know. After funny. I was like, "Oh, damn, that's cute." I was like, "Wonder what would happen if he actually had tasered the bear? Like, how would that have gone down?"
I know.
You know, would the bear run off scared?
Well, can it
would it collapse, or would it like turn and attack?
I know.
Would you just piss the bear off?
Would you make him mad?
Because he dropped his M&Ms,
and
he's been electromocuted.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Right in the middle of his snack time.
Yeah.
Like, that'd make me mad.
I was curious. Not going
to
lie.
I wouldn't want to be tased while I was eating M&Ms. Yeah. Take all the joy out of it. So, I get it. Poor bear. Now I feel bad for the bear. Okay, let's turn it around. How about some really sweet news? Because the thrift store outlet, I don't know if you've seen this, but it's the first of its kind in the nation opening right here in Colorado for ARC. It's ARC Thrift Outlet opening. It's called ARC Bins, the outlet bins. But the company's converting the existing retail location, so the one on Hooker Street in Denver.
Excuse me?
No, it is. So what they're doing, they're turning it into a...
Boy, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
I know. I knew you were going to hang on to that.
Where are you guys located? I don't want to say.
You know, we're in Denver, right in the heart of Hooker Street. Yeah, but it's a pay by the pound center.
We're on the corner of Hooker and Slut.
I know. We're on the corner of
Hooker and Prostitute. Prostitute Way.
No, sorry.
Anyway.
Aren't
their prices already cheap enough?
Well, and that's kind of the thing, is this is one of those pay-by-the-pound outlet centers, so instead of items that have individual price tags...
Some hookers are like that, too.
So everything's in large bins, and then it's sold by the total weight. And I don't know if you can do that. Now, Goodwill already does something like this.
Yep, all right.
And now ARC can say they do it too.
Good for them. That's great.
Pay by the pound.
Hey, how much? Okay. Step on the scale. Do you get something else about an REI store or something?
Yeah.
What's this?
It's actually a first of its kind library that's opened up in Thornton.
Library.
Yeah,
okay.
It's called Anythink Libraries. Adams County Public Library System is doing it, but it is the nation's first public nature library.
It's a nature library?
And they opened it on Saturday, so it's already open.
What does that mean?
Go check it out. So it's 33,000 square feet, and it's an indoor-outdoor library, so visitors can check out books, and then they can also check out snowshoes, wildlife cameras, and camping gear. And the library also has 15 acres of gardens, trails, and immersive nature experiences that you can check out. So you can go there and check out gear for your camping and outdoor experiences, but you can also check out the outdoor stuff that they have right there on location. So really neat, perfect for our area because we love to be outside.
This is such a Colorado library
right here.
This is us.
That's what they're saying, is think of it as REI meets a library.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, so that is open up in Thornton right now, and you can go check it out. And I just think
the only thing that would make it better is if they actually had wildlife wandering through.
I know. Well, and I'm
a moose goes walking by.
I'm sure like deer probably go up there because it's 15 acres. Again,
15 acres of deer.
Like, I'm sure they can get on the property, but it's right up there off 136th and Quebec.
I like it. It's a good idea.
Yeah, even a nature lab, a bright sunroom, a calming
dark room.
Learning and quiet learning.
I'm going to put on camouflage head to toe and go check out a book. And then I'm going to run out in the field and lay down and you got to find me. It'll be a good time.
You make a game of it.
Yes, this is great. I'll bring my whole family down there, and then I'll run off into a field and hide and be alone and enjoy the peace and quiet. Thank you, REI.
Okay.
You guys are the best. This is for dads everywhere.
They're thinking of you.